www.harunyahya.com www.harunyaha.com Interview with Mr. Adnan Akhtar by Yuri Yanover, December 18th, 2009, USA. First, may I congratulate you on your vision for peace in the Middle East, and indeed the world, and on your staunch campaign to promote the values of monotheism. As a religious Jew, I am touched when I encounter reason and compassion among the nations, and your life's work gives me hope for the future of humanity. How pragmatic is your vision for a united Turkish Islamic Near East? Do you see it as coming to pass under the rule of a divine redeemer? Or is it a plan to be accomplished by people in this pre-messianic reality? If it is the latter, you must be aware of the obstacles in many Muslim states to the development of democratic institutions and efficient, corruption-free state bureaucracies. How would you overcome these difficulties? Mr. Adnan Akhtar's reply: every day, important and positive developments regarding the formation of the Turkish Islamic Union are taking place. Although the real establishment of this union will take place under the leadership of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, according to the information handed down from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will unite the fragmented Turkic and Islamic states and establish a great and powerful union. Under his leadership, the Turkish Islamic Union will be a union of love and friendship. Every state will preserve its own constitutional structure, but there will be full cooperation in defense, trade, science, art, love, and brotherhood, as well as the beauty and abundance brought about by that cooperation. Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will be instrumental in the Turkish Islamic Union world, delighting in love, depth, compassion, peacefulness, art, and beauty, and in scaling the peaks of modernity and nobility. And the devotion and love felt for Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will be instrumental in all disputes being resolved in a matter of minutes. As a requirement of the moral values of the Quran, the Turkish Islamic Union will be one that attaches great importance to democracy, laicism, and freedom of ideas, and these values will acquire increasing importance in all the states affiliated to the Union. Things that seem to be obstacles on the path to the establishment of the Turkish Islamic Union are unimportant. The coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, the unification of the Turkish Islamic world, the spread of moral virtues and glory of Allah being praised everywhere, is Allah's promise. It will certainly be made good. Allah's promise is true, and Allah does not break His promise. Question 2 posed by interviewer: your love for all monotheistic people is clear and admirable, but while Jews are devoid of a directive to convert others to our faith, the very foundation of most Christian denominations is the command to bring others into theirs. Is it possible for God-loving men to live in peace with a large Christian element fomenting such aggressive intentions? Would it not spell constant tension and unrest within the community of God? Mr. Adnan Akhtar's reply: it is natural for members of all faiths to think their beliefs are true and to defend them. Jews, Muslims, and Christians have a perfect right to defend and tell others of their beliefs. However, it is of course unacceptable to try to force anyone to be a Christian or compel anyone to be a Muslim. Such a thing has no place in Islam. In verse 256 of Surat Al-Baqarah, Allah reveals, "There is no compulsion where the religion is concerned. I do not believe my Christian brothers will put any such pressure or duress on others either. Jews, Christians, and Muslims can all live together as servants who believe in the one Allah, who love Him and call upon Him." The important thing is to be very honest. No problems will arise so long as people are honest, because honest people never do anything incompatible with good conscience. They never do anything that will be displeasing to Allah. Lovelessness, harshness, oppression, and compulsion are all displeasing to Allah. Those who love Allah stay well away from them. Question 3 posed by the interviewer. In your discussion of Israel's future in the region, you distinguish between religious Zionists, whom you embrace, and atheists, whom you condemn. It is my impression that the Israel you wish to see thriving in a future united Turkish-Islamic Middle East is strictly run by religious Zionism. But the Jewish view of ourselves is inclusive, and we love equally as brothers the Jews who are not devoted to our faith. Is there room in your vision for the future for a secular, democratic Israel, with all its many obvious faults, pretty much as it is today? Mr. Adnan Akhtar's reply. With the complete intellectual elimination of Darwinism in the near future, by Allah's leave, materialism and atheism will also come to an end. Irreligion will completely disappear. Belief in Allah, love for Allah, and the fervor thereof will rule everywhere. Israel will be much more devout, inshallah, and all the countries in the world will be completely religious. All states will preserve their democratic structure in the Turkish Islamic Union. I am espousing, and this union will in any case represent the greatest embodiment of democracy there has ever been. Believers and non-believers will both be treated as first-class citizens. Israel is currently living under very difficult conditions and constant tension, and has economic problems. It has literally gone up a dead end, and the Turkish Islamic Union will be Israel's salvation in that regard, inshallah. Israeli citizens will worship and do business and settle where they wish in security, not only in their own lands, but in the whole Middle East. Borders, pressure, and walls will disappear, and there will be a glorious climate of wealth and security. Question 4 posed by the interviewer. We understand you are in the middle of continuing legal proceedings. Bearing that in mind, how do you regard the latest international and domestic events in Turkey? Mr. Adnan Akhtar's reply. It is the alleged terror organization Ergenekon that is opposed to my activities in Turkey. In other words, the communist deep state within the state. Otherwise, the Turkish state is highly rational, just, and trust-inspiring. It is the alleged Ergenekon terror organization that has been trying to hinder me with unbelievable slanders and lies for the last 30 years. The Turkish state is a deep-rooted and sound one, and never falls into such people's traps. In fact, there is a huge clean-out going on in Turkey against this sinister institution. The Kurds are our dear brothers, and there are no differences between us. Our Kurdish brothers are very polite, virtuous, and devout people. It is the alleged terror organization, Ergenekon, that has inflicted such terrible oppression on them for so many years. The Turkish army and state is highly loving and protective towards these citizens. That love will increase still further. Respect for human rights and democracy will grow, and Turkey will enjoy a much better position, inshallah. There is no need for our Jewish brothers to be uneasy about Turkey's Middle East policy. The people of the book are entrusted to us by Allah, and we will not allow a hair on their heads to be harmed, inshallah.